Welcome to Caldwell University Conversations. I'm Colette Liddy, Director of News and Media Relations. Students in the class of 2020 will certainly have a story to tell future generations about their last semester. It will be a story of how they were resilient in making it to the finish line amidst the coronavirus pandemic. But COVID-19 will certainly not be the only aspect defining their university experiences. And our guests today know that. They have grown in their leadership skills as students, they have shared their gifts with others, and they are looking forward to using those gifts to make a difference in the world. I'm happy to welcome Brooke McPherson, who is receiving a bachelor's degree in computer information systems and marketing with a minor in communication and media studies. Christopher Lafour, who has earned a bachelor's in communication and media studies with minors in philosophy and business administration. And Pedro Liriano, who earned a bachelor's in music education. Thank you for being here.
All three of you received
honors at Honors Convocation, which was virtual this year. Well deserved. Brooke, I'm going to start with you. You received four awards. You walked away with four awards. Excellence in Leadership, Leadership in Ministry, Faith Does Justice, and Departmental Honors in Marketing. You watched it with your parents. I think your father's reaction was the best. What did he say?
I think he said something along the lines of, it was like watching our own personal Super Bowl from our own living room.
That's terrific, and it really, really was. What has Caldwell University given you?
I think it gave me definitely a sense of purpose. As a freshman, I was a little bit apathetic towards my major and career. I kind of was just going with it. I picked my major, not on a whim, but I didn't put too much thought into it. And it was really through this strong community and like the support of really great professors that reached out that really allowed me to kind of alter my major as I went along. I picked up two majors and then the minor to really kind of create a course workload that was, you know, putting me on a path to a career that really excites me. So just kind of giving me that sense of, you know, how to tangibly make something out of all these kind of abstract things I was learning. So definitely like a sense of purpose.
And where is that career headed? I know you've been very involved with campus ministry.
Yeah, well, campus ministry was something I've always really been drawn to, volunteer work and service in general. And typically, you know, the career that's most compatible with that is different types of social work, stuff like that, teaching, nursing. And those careers, while I respect them tremendously, they just didn't really seem like something I would do. And so, you know, when I was younger, I wasn't really sure where the balance between like, how can you keep doing good things for people, even if you're in a business field or something like that. So I'm definitely called to, I'm going to be looking into different master's programs. I'm going to be looking into doing nonprofit business or kind of policy matters. I'm not really too sure right now. I'm still looking that out right now, but definitely something ethical and trying to make a positive impact, but more in the business sector.
Terrific. That's wonderful. Chris Lepore, you received the CPIN, and that's an award that's presented to an individual in each class who displays the qualities of an exemplary Caldwell University student. What makes this special is that you were nominated by your peers. You are the third of three brothers to graduate from Caldwell University. You've worked in admissions. You've had two corporate internships. What has Caldwell given you?
Winning a CPIN was really exciting because, like, as you mentioned, I had two brothers that had graduated from the university, so getting to explain the CPIN award to my parents meant that my other brothers didn't win that, so I had to kind of rub that in their face. But, Caldwell really gave me that opportunity to branch out of my comfort zone no matter where I went. I went into a high-level treasury internship with zero background in finance, but I had the tools to obtain all the information that I needed to. And that includes communicating with my superiors and all my coworkers really well. I'm working as a team to ensure that everybody was on the same page. And I think that's just something a liberal arts university can give you, because especially when it's a small cohesive group that you have an opportunity to work with people from Uganda and Ghana and Australia. And the diversity at Caldwell was something that I really, really reflect on every time I work with somebody that I might not know at all. And I just have that initial good vibes with them because I've worked with people from all over the world and enjoyed it so much and learned so much from it.
And talking about those people skills, you have an interesting story to tell. You did a corporate internship And you were introduced to the chief financial officer, who was the interim CEO.
Yeah, that was just pretty exciting. You know, the internship I did with Newell Brands, and Newell Brands works, they're investor grade, and they own about like 50 different companies, but the big ones are Yankee Candle, Sharpie, Expo. So you probably have them in your house somewhere. So right at the beginning of my internship, there was kind of like a transition from one CEO to another CEO. I was working in treasury, so the financial officer was somebody that I was supposed to have meetings with. But as an intern, that doesn't really happen. So I wasn't expecting it. I was very quickly invited to any meeting I was in because I was speaking up in appropriate times and they thought I was such a mature person. So they immediately had me in meetings with the CFO, and the CFO was just, I could tell it was a very sincere like compliments he was giving me. It didn't feel like he was patronizing me just from the fact that I was able to communicate and talk with people that were in the highest level you possibly could be in the corporate world while also not overstepping. So I think that was something that I really gained from Caldwell, you know, knowing when to speak up and knowing how to work with people that are super professional and super, super fancy. Like, it was just the fanciest internships. There's like chefs that would come into our meetings and stuff like that and cook for us. It was just out of this world. I couldn't, it's such a, like a, it was so mesmerizing to explain to my parents like what I did throughout the day.
That's terrific. Pedro, you finished up in December of 2019, and at Honors Convocation, you received the prestigious Board of Trustees Award, and that's given to a member of the senior class who has developed his or her own giftedness in a singular way during their time at Caldwell University, and who shared those gifts generously on behalf of others. You've been involved in many activities, the marching band, jazz band ensembles, the New Jersey Intercollegiate Jazz Ensemble, a student athlete in cross country and track and field. So what has Caldwell given you?
I say that what Caldwell has given me is most of all just connections with a bunch of people that I met over the years. It really forced, like when I came to Caldwell, I mentioned in my story that I was the only one from high school that came here. So I had to make friends from people I don't even know and really force myself to grow and like become outgoing and like talk to anybody I can so I don't be alone on the campus pretty much. So what Caldwell has given me is just like a bunch of new connections that I made over the years, and it allowed me to grow as a person to connect with other people outside of Caldwell as well. Like during my observation hours at different schools, I still keep in contact with all the cooperating teachers I had, my student teacher, cooperating teacher that I had, Stafford Horn, he's still in my contacts. I still talk to him. It gave me the skills necessary to really keep connections with people that I meet for a long time.
And all three of you were talking about communication skills. You would like to be a music educator, a music teacher, and you feel that you've gotten the communication skills that you need to communicate with students and their parents in the future.
Correct.
At Caldwell.
Yes. So they just really just being involved with all the stuff I was in, like track, all these ensembles and stuff, it helped me communicate with different types of people outside of my major in sports and just people in general. So just getting that skill of talking with all types of people, I think it's really going to help me when I eventually have my own classroom, my own students, my own parents to talk to, you know, little parents at your conferences. I can communicate with all types of people.
Let's talk about your advice to incoming students. So often you interact, the three of you have interacted with prospective students, incoming students. Brooke, what would you tell an incoming freshman at this point?
Definitely to take up every opportunity or as many as you possibly can. Like, I check my email religiously because our campus information emails send out constant blasts, whether it's intern opportunities or just things on campus that are going on, because you never really know what's going to happen. So I like to keep just all the doors open. So I just really took up every possibility. And the other thing that kind of stood out to me was that when I was a freshman, I had a little bit of anxiety because I had such high expectations of what my college career was going to look like. You know, I think there's kind of an expectation that college is like the greatest 4 years of your life, and that can kind of be daunting. You know, like if I'm sitting in the cafeteria, well, this isn't some crazy college party that, you know, I see in the movies. So I think definitely, you know, being open-minded and really being willing to roll with whatever happens. And, you know, I don't think you have to like manifest the greatest time of your life, but, you know, if you're open and willing to participate, you'll be really shocked by what, you know, comes about.
Chris, you had quite a bit of contact with prospective students and their parents. What would you tell them when you're when you were giving them tours?
Like very, very much, I would say, like, start your LinkedIn account your freshman year. I think it's really important to keep track of everything you're doing, because I don't think people realize what you do in college. There's so many different aspects of leadership involved. So I had friends that would start clubs freshman year, and I was like, that's something you should be listing on your resume immediately, and they forget about it. So I think keeping track at least of everything that you're doing throughout college is really important, especially if you're in communications or if you're in any major. Keep track of like a big project that you worked on. If you did a TV show for your final in one of your classes, be ready to list that on your resume. If you wrote up a lesson plan or wrote up a curriculum in one of your curriculum classes as an education major, be ready to put that on your resume, because it's all these things that you do in college that you don't really think are that important, and then you get graded on them and you're like, all right, I'm done. But companies, you know, school boards, all these people want to hear about that. They want to hear all the things that you did that would separate you from somebody that might not list that or might not have had that experience. And I think Professor Mann puts it really well for the communications department, where he says it's theory and production. And I think that's for every single department in the entire school. It's a great mixture of theory and producing something.
Good advice. You are also a philosophy minor. How did you come to that? And how do you think that is going to benefit you?
I really, really did love philosophy from a young age, but I never really thought of it being anything I got a discipline in. And then I took my intro philosophy class by the end of my freshman year with Dr. Bennett. And, you know, I was kind of like thrown away from it. I didn't really like the vibe of being in a room with a bunch of people talking philosophy. But then I took Thomistic philosophy because it was my enriched core, and I immediately fell in love with it. And then my advisor, Professor Mann, was like, hey, you really need to take a lot more electives or pick up a minor. And I was like, well, that's pretty cool. I kind of like philosophy. I talked to Dr. Bennett about it. And Dr. Bennett was like, yeah, we could try, but there's not that many classes for philosophy. It's really tough to obtain a major or a minor in it. Then the next day he contacted me. He was like, what if we did a bunch of independent studies? And I thought that would be awesome. One-on-one classes with somebody who's trained in philosophy and has dedicated his whole life to that would be such an enthralling experience, to be able to learn from somebody that really, really has been passionate about it and has incorporated it in their everyday life. And I think what I've learned, especially from those one-on-one classes, is just logic and discussing logic when you're with somebody. It might sound a little bit crass to say I've also learned to argue, but I think my skills is discussing something with somebody when we're contrasting each other have really improved greatly, where I don't get frustrated with somebody if I'm arguing. And I think that's made the kind of thing we've all jumped on. My communication skills have been shot up tremendously because I've found ways to see other people's perspective and also communicate my perspective as well as I can.
You certainly have been a trailblazer with this format, with the philosophy department, opening the way for other students. Pedro, you were involved in orientation, so you talked quite a bit to incoming students. And what did you tell them?
What I would usually tell the incoming freshmen was to really just, what Brooke kind of said before, like take a step and really participate in everything you can. Even if you're a commuter, it doesn't matter if you're a commuter or a resident, you can still get involved on campus. And you can still meet a whole bunch of people. I would tell them things along the lines of, like, literally just start a conversation with somebody, anybody on campus. Everybody here is so welcoming and open to talk to you. If you're feeling a little alone, just take that step and talk to somebody. And if you ever see me around, I'm a familiar face, talk to me. And, you know, stuff like that. I told them to open up and just get involved no matter what.
And I'm sure that was really reassuring for incoming freshmen. All three of you, I've talked to you, you want to go out there and make a difference. What have you been learning through this pandemic, this worldwide health crisis, that you will take forward with you? Brooke?
I've definitely kind of developed a greater understanding of what it really means to be compassionate during this pandemic. I'm kind of someone that's really active. I'm a real big go-getter. I like to start different initiatives, and I'm not a healthcare professional. So really the best thing I can do for everyone is to stay home and to just stay out of the way. That was kind of a difficult thing to really grasp with me, that, you know, I can't be actively participating in helping people. But, you know, that being said, I do, you know, I check in on relatives and friends that I know are alone. And, you know, I'm really just trying to be present with my time, and that if anyone needs me, they can just reach out and we can talk. I've been on the phone nonstop with people for the past couple of weeks, just trying to, you know, keep people's spirits high. So I think I've really just developed my relationship with compassion in a more, you know, personal way.
And I know you've also been involved with Campus Ministry and their virtual activities too over these last 2 months. Chris.
Yeah, we say the rosary.
Go ahead, Brooke. You have a
We say the rosary once a week. Campus Ministry has a bunch of different, you know, sometimes we have a session on Zoom where we just hang out. You know, there's no really guided discussion, and it's just a really good way, because I know out of our little group, there's two students that, because they're both immunocompromised and their parents are healthcare workers, they're both in personal isolation, so that can be really daunting. So, you know, we just kind of try to build community, even if it's virtually.
That's important, community, right? We're still a community here, virtually. We're still a community. How about you, Chris? What are you going to take forward?
I think I kind of like leading big projects to try to help people. I like, you know, helping as many people as I possibly can. But I think I found it's like, it kind of feels weird to talk about, because like I've been doing it out of like just the virtue of it needing to get done. But like Sister Joanne is one of the sisters. Shout out to Sister Joanne, first of all. I love Sister Joanne so much. She's one of the retired sisters who works in the Academic Success Center. She's at every sports event. She's at every music event. She comes to the campus all day, and she lives in the convents. She kind of called me one day at the beginning of this pandemic and was like, hey, do you think you could pick up groceries for me? So yeah, absolutely. Why wouldn't it? Like, of course. So that's been about like once a week going to get groceries for Sister Joanne and some of the other sisters in the convent. And then just the other day when we had some freezing days last week, I was kind of like a little worried about homeless people, because I thought like, what are they getting? Most of them probably got rid of their like heavy blankets because it was May. So I just went around town and found some people donating, asked my friends to give me some sleeping bags to give out to homeless people that were at the local shelter. So I think just doing little things and just helping the people that you can has been really important.
And you've been doing work with a nonprofit since the time you were 13 years old.
Yeah, Hands of North Arlington. It's coming up on 10 years I've been involved with this, which is wild, you know, to be doing something almost half my entire life. But Hands of North Arlington is a social program. It's completely free for adults with special needs to come to. It's completely volunteer based and it's fundraised, so nobody spends any money to get it running. And it's when there's not a pandemic, we meet once a week during the entire school year, where it's bingo for adults with special needs, or it's an ice cream social. It's just lots of events for them. It offers a threefold mission or a trifold mission, where it's just a fun event for them, where they can socialize with other people in their population as well as other people that are not in their population. It's also a 3-hour respite for the parents or the guardians of these people who might never get a break. And we also train teenagers and high school students to work with this population. So that's been something I've been doing since I was 13, and I became a director of the organization, co-director of the organization when I turned 19. So it's been a really, you know, incredible thing for me to be able to do. Right now, it's tough for me to like gather all of them for Zoom, because a lot of them are a lot older, and a lot of them, or their parents are a lot older too. So it's hard to get all the virtual stuff going. But I have a phone call at least with all of them once a week to check on them, see if they need any groceries, see if they need anything. So it's definitely still active. The community is still active.
And that's important, making those phone calls and reaching out and letting them know that people care through this pandemic. Pedro, what are you learning through this?
So what I'm learning is pretty much how to teach music lessons over Zoom. That's a mission. And it's a little hard, but I'm slowly figuring it out for myself as I go along. I'm also learning how to edit videos, because with the marching band I work with, we want to incorporate everybody's single video into one entire video, so it looks like they're all playing together virtually. So I've been working on that, and I've slowly been learning on my own how to do these things with like YouTube and stuff like that. You know, always learn anything you want through YouTube. So yeah, that's one skill I guess I'll take quarantine. I'm also just trying to keep myself sane by making a lot of music, talking to people. That's about it.
Well, those are all big pointers, right? We're being forced forward in our creativity and our technology and in our compassion. And these were really good points that you made. So I just want to say congratulations to all three of you. You're going to be great. Thank you for being guests today. Our guests have been Brooke McPherson, Christopher Lepore, and Pedro Liriano. Thank you to our student, Paul Iwarat, for his production assistance. I'm Colette Liddy. Please join us next time for Caldwell University Conversations.